God never sugarcoats it. Does he tell us straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again in the middle of the mitten from the Black Diamond Group mothership. What's going on out there, everybody, today? How is everyone out there? What does everybody have planned today? Are you on the way to church, going outside to enjoy that beautiful weekend weather we've been having, or just hanging out listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show on one of the Black Diamond Broadcasting Group stations, 98.5 and her sister stations, Rock 105 and 95.5, broadcasting hundreds of thousands of watts throughout lower Michigan, over the bridge, and into the state of Superior. But if you're just tuning in for the first time and missed our show last week on some of the new stations, I'm a criminal defense attorney out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, practicing for over 23 years, first 12 years spent in Metro D, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Genesee, Livingston, just, you know, driving up and down 275, 96 Lodge Freeway every day, all day, just got fried and burnt out and decided to shut that office down and then relocate to Central Michigan in 2006, and I have been here ever since. My radio show has been on 98.5, it seems like 4 or 5 years, and I'm stoked to be broadcasting on the sister stations out of TC, Rock 105 and 95.5. Big shout out to Smitty, by the way. Love you, Smitty. But we are a law show, and we have guests and topics and information and entertainment to go along with it. And today is no different. I have a huge show. Last week was a huge show with attorney John Devine. John, we love you. We're going to see you back on the show soon. But this week, folks, I have a lot of information to get to and a special guest, Craig Dintemann, coming on the show in just a moment. That's right. Craig Dintemann, one of my dear, dear family friends. I consider his family my family, Paul, Corey, everybody out there. Just so happy to have Craig in studio here in a moment. Later in the show, Craig and I will be talking about a number of topics that have just popped up. I have an update on hemp. I always have a hemp update. And we're going to be talking about how West Virginia unanimously approved commercial hemp farming. West Virginia, way to go, unanimously approves commercial hemp farming. I have some information on that. I have some information in regards to Jerry Jones and the NFL. We're going to be talking about that and how Jerry is pushing to end the cannabis ban in the NFL. Oh, sure. Great. You know, I'm an owner of an NFL team. I'm going to pay you millions of dollars. And I'm going to make billions of dollars. And I want you to beat your body up. But when you need pain relief, you know, the NFL will not allow you to participate with CBDs and other medicinal aspects. I'm trying to end the ban. Way to go, Jerry Jones. Way to go. We have also some information. Craig is handing it over to me. How 7 pro-marijuana bills were just introduced in the last couple weeks in Congress. That's huge. Finally, maybe there's going to be some relief for the banking industry because Michigan's about to explode with all kinds of revenue from cannabis. And, you know, what's the point? I mean, if you're going to legalize it, which I hope we do, how are the people supposed to, you know, carry on with all this money? It's not safe. We need the government to remove it from Schedule One, that is cannabis and hemp, and allow the banking and credit unions to take funds to keep people safe, put their money somewhere. And I'm sure Craig is shaking his head. He agrees with me on that. So a lot of information, a lot of good. This is going to be a huge show, folks. But let's just welcome Craig to the show. Craig, welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Thanks, Todd. How are you doing today, man?
Man, it's so great to have you in studio. And by the way, listeners, if you tune into the beginning of the show, you will hear Craig's voice at the very beginning. And thank you for doing that opening for me.
Anytime, brother.
I think one of the things you say in the opening is, Todd, you bet. I can't remember my own opening of the show, but I just appreciate it so much. So, Craig, it's great to have you in studio. You're a dear friend, and you're a hardworking man. What do you do for work, Craig?
I work for Fortis Energy. I work on the workover rigs.
Yeah, you work on the workover rigs. I mean, you've got those big banana hands. You're a pretty strong guy. I mean, are you lifting pipe and doing directional drilling? What are you doing out there?
Oh, we service the wells whenever something goes wrong with them, a hole in the tubing or hole in the casing. We pull it out and fix it and run it back in.
Oh, you guys work so hard out there, too, and to supply this great country with all the energy and resources we need, my man. So, you know, I'm so happy to have you in the studio. We did a YouTube video about 4 or 5 years ago with you on one of your motorcycles, and that was a lot of fun. I've been trying to get you back on the show for quite some time, but it's good to have you back on the show, Craig, no doubt. So, hey, we have a huge show, and we are now on a number of stations in the Black Diamond Group family. We're on 98.5 WUPS, Rock 105, and 95.5. So last week, we had a show. Attorney John Devine was on, a huge response, and we were discussing bunny rabbits.
Bunny rabbits?
Bunny rabbits.
What's with bunny rabbits?
I mean, where should I begin? Bunny ears, bunny rabbits, Easter bunnies. I mean, Bugs Bunny. I had no idea that, and I don't want to offend any of our listeners out there because I received a lot of positive feedback. There are bunny clubs out there where individuals take it very serious, and it's like best in show with the dogs, best in show.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. So there's clubs, and they're best in bunny.
Really?
Yeah. And I think bunnies are cute.
Well, yeah. I was brought up country style, so bunny rabbits are a big part of our meal.
Look, if I was a predator and I was chasing a bunny rabbit because I needed dinner and I, you know, approached the bunny, and if I caught it, and once it looked at me, it would be, they're so cute. I don't think I could devour a bunny rabbit. They got the cute DNA. I would turn around and go after some other rodent.
You just gotta not look at their eyes.
What does bunny rabbit taste like?
It's a really almost like chicken.
Almost like chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've had frog legs.
Them are a combination of chicken and fish.
One of my fraternity brothers used to have a wild game night dinner once a year, so we got a chance to taste all kinds of game.
Really?
Yeah. Some of it was obviously not to be fun, but some of it was really gamey.
Oh, yeah. Like, venison's a real gamey taste. I've had caribou.
I like venison.
Bear, that's kind of a greasy, but I ate just about everything that's got fur on it.
Yeah. But best in bunny. I mean, to me, all bunny rabbits look alike, and I would not know how to judge a bunny hopping around. I mean, do you put it, you know, those bunny ears, those are the best bunny ears I've ever seen. And look at the fur on that bunny rabbit. And how about those back legs? I don't want to take slack from there's people all over the country that belong to bunny rabbit clubs.
I've never heard of it, but I can imagine it.
Yeah. But if you were a predator and you came upon a bunny, wouldn't you turn around and go find another rodent, or would you just eat the bunny?
I'd eat the bunny because they're pretty good.
Eat the bunny, okay. I'm going back the other way looking for, like, frog legs or something. I'm going swamp picking for my meal, I suppose. But hey, we're just tuning in. I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and I'm in studio with one of my best friends, Craig Dintemann. So happy to have Craig in studio. Craig does the opening of this show. We've been friends for years. His family is my family, and I'm happy to have you on the mic going strong. Big shout out, by the way, Craig, to Dave Werner, a beer hunter, we call him. He brought me and left me a book. The book is from, get this, 1857, The American Lawyer, Businessman's Form Book. So my good friend Dave up there in Roscommon, Houghton Lake area,
yep,
brought me a book, and it's from 1857. And hey, Dave, give me a call. I'm going to have you come on the show. So give my office a call at 989-772-6000, and let's get you on the mic here. Also, Terry Olson, my good buddy Terry Olson from Elger. I helped him out apparently with a situation in regards to dust on the roadways, and he sent me something in the mail, and I really appreciate that also. But hey, you were asking me a question before the show.
Hey, what's the craziest case you've had the last couple of years?
Yeah, I've had some really crazy cases as a defense attorney all over the state of Michigan. I had a case or a situation.
What's that?
And it involved adult dating sites. There's a lot of adult dating sites out there.
Oh, yeah. I get emails from them all the time.
People put their profiles on there and whatnot. I received a call from a distraught man. This is about 2 years ago. And he was from the Boyne City, Boyne Mountain area.
Okay.
And he called me and said, Todd, I have a serious problem I need your guidance and help with. And it's regarding an adult social site that I'm a member of.
All right. What happened?
I have to go to break. So let's tease the audience. We have to go to break. By the way, Craig, once again, we opened the show with Mandatory Metallica.
Which one? Cyanide, I hope.
It is Cyanide. I thought about your recommendation. You recommended what?
Blackened.
Yeah, and that was, I think, and off the album And Justice for All. I'm listening to Death Magnet all weekend. Cyanide, we're just turning it and burning it and churning it right here on a law show. And we have a lot of law to get to. But when we come back from break, after a word from our sponsors, we're going to be talking about this adult dating site and what made this man so distraught that he had to call my office. Wait to hear the story, Craig. It is unbelievable. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with Cyanide, Mandatory Metallica, all day, 24 hours, 7 days a week for the last 2 weeks, right here in the Todd L. Levitt brain. It all started, Craig, a couple weeks ago. My cousins from downstate borrowed my truck, and when they turned the dial and left it that way, I started the truck to come to the show, and Helen Reddy was playing on the radio, you know, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. And since then, I've had to just get it out of my brain stem. So I've been jamming Mandatory Metallica.
What
so
was your cousin doing listening to that?
My cousins from, you know my cousins.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, what are they doing listening to that?
No, I don't think they were. They were just playing with the dials.
Oh, they set you up.
Yeah, they set me up. I always have it tuned into 98.5 or Rock 105, wherever I'm at. They screwed with, you don't mess with someone's dials.
No, you don't touch a man's radio.
Or what else?
Or you don't adjust their seats. You don't mess with none of the knobs in a man's truck.
Yeah. You know, a man does have certain knobs, and it depends on who's messing with them and what type of knobs. I'm just saying.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. We are a law show. Before the break, you had asked me a question. Let's reset it for the audience.
I was asking you about that guy. What's your wildest cases you've had in the last couple of years?
I had a guy call me from up by Boyne City, and it was in relation to an adult dating site he was on. And apparently he was communicating with this lady for, I'd say about, I think it was like 4 weeks, and they set up a place to meet.
Really?
So they set this date up to meet at a restaurant and then to go to a hotel. But they both decided to skip the restaurant and just go meet at a hotel. Now, they never spoke on the phone. It was always via communication, text messages, through phone numbers and via the website. So the date to meet was set.
So I got one question. Is the guy single, married, divorced, widowed? What's going on with the guy?
The guy's married. Married for 15 years.
Married for 15 years.
Obviously cheating on his wife.
Okay. So that's a little bit messed up.
He met someone online. They hit it off. First off, we don't recommend anybody cheat on your wife. But this is a story. This is a true story. He goes to the hotel. The big day is here. And the woman arrives. And who do you think the woman turned out to be?
I hope it wasn't his daughter or something like that.
No, God forbid. It turned out the woman online he was communicating with was his wife.
Oh, snap. What's she going to... Well, at least he can't be in trouble because she's doing the same thing.
Well, she could... Well, I didn't say if she was spying on him. She could have been spying on him. But it was his wife who arrived at the hotel room. As it turns out, his wife was also on this website looking for love in the wrong places. The two of them met each other, hit it off, set up this place to meet, and it turns out it's each other. So now she's all upset. She wants a divorce. He was calling me for advice. And I said to him, Craig, I said, listen. And by the way, we're talking with Craig Dintiman, a good friend of mine. And I said, wait a minute. You, obviously, the two of you are meant to be together. You've been married for 15 years. You're
right.
Both using aliases on this adult dating site. You found each other again. You enjoyed communicating via text. Okay, you're a good match with your wife. She was cheating on you. You're cheating on her. But you weren't cheating with anybody because it was your wife. So the question is, was he cheating and was she cheating?
I consider it water under the bridge. They both found each other again. Go with it.
It's a wash.
Right.
How do you consider that? I mean, look, obviously, if you're on an adult dating website and you're using some bogus profile, you know, I hear all kinds of stories. Obviously, then you're doing something you shouldn't be if you're married.
Correct.
I mean, that's just one of the craziest stories I've ever come across.
They're both guilty of it. So
they're both guilty. And absolutely.
There's no reason one could be mad at the other one when the other one's doing the same thing.
Yep. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming to you each and every Sunday morning now, Craig, 1 hour earlier from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 98.5 WUPS and her sister stations, Rock 105 and 95.5. Hey, we're broadcasting in a green field in the middle of the Mitten. How do you like this place?
It's pretty good. I like it. I've never been on the Black Diamond Mothership before. It's the first time here.
Pretty cool studio.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yep. Got my buddy Dave Warner, also known as Beer Hunter, dropped me off this book from 1857. And I'm going to get a hold of Dave, come on the show. Craig Dittman is in studio, hot on the mic. What do you do for work again, Craig?
I work in the oil fields on the service side. I'm not a driller type. I'm the workover type. So.
And your family, good friends, they have a great business outside of Mount Pleasant. What is that?
It's Oil City Sales, auto parts, and used cars.
Give out the phone number.
989-773-9991. Ask for Paul or Dan. We also do Harley-Davidson motorcycle parts, wrecked cars, any parts you need, we can get, locate, motors, trannies, you got it.
Awesome. West Virginia House unanimously approves commercial hemp farming, by the way. This is an article dated March 28th, and the West Virginia House finally passed a bill that would significantly expand, Craig, their state's hemp licensing program, finally opening the door for anybody in the state to produce or process industrial hemp for commercial purposes. This is something that is long overdue. I talk about it every week on the show. And it's just something that I have a passion for. But there are strict requirements that the federal government has put on the states, but things are loosening up. And back in 2014, there was something called the Federal Farm Bill, and that's what President Obama signed into law, which included a provision allowing just a handful of states to begin limited research programs growing hemp. It was called the Hemp Amendment. But again, as I mentioned last week on the show, it only allows state agricultural departments, Craig, colleagues and universities to grow hemp. That is wrong. Hemp has been around for a gazillions of years. But in short, the current federal law authorizes the farming of hemp, but for only research institutions only. I'm really happy to see that some of the states are now moving forward to put this on their local state ballots and exercise their sovereign immunity.
Well, now, you know, if you go west, they got hemp farms all over back from the World War I, World War II. They used it for ropes and clothing and all kinds of war materials. It still grows wild on the side of the road. I mean, you drive down the road and it looks like there's a big old plant sitting right there in the ditch. You know, just from years and years of the wind and erosion and everything, it grows wild out there.
West Virginia could join other states, including Colorado, Oregon, Maine, Massachusetts, California, and Vermont. These states have ignored federal prohibition and legalized industrial hemp production within their state borders. That is great news. Michigan, get off your fannies. Let's go. Let's move forward with pushing that through the House and Senate. Get the governor to sign that. Also, Jerry Jones, we have an article here, Craig. Jerry Jones is calling for an end. And Jerry Jones, for those of you who have no idea who he is, if you're not living on planet Earth, he's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them boys?
How about them Cowboys? You got a deep voice. Let me hear you say that.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? So this was actually NBC last week reported that a source had heard Jones comment in regards to the league dropping its prohibition on marijuana consumption by the players. And in order for that to happen, I believe that, just as my own thought, Craig, negotiations will have to take place between the NFL Players Association and the league owners and the league representation. They have a league, a players union. But a number of players have been suspended over the years for having the controlled substance in their system. My point is, you know, these players are so banged up. I mean, they go out there for 2 years, their bodies are destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. How many players have been suspended for the first six games of the year for violating the drug policies on their time off?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have just am absolutely, I can't say it enough, just disgusted by, I'll say it, Michigan State senators and the House members from Michigan who are in Congress towing their party lines. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. You know what I am, Craig?
What's that?
I'm an American.
An American? That's what we all are, Todd.
Right, but I put America first before party. I don't belong to any party. I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I believe in the Constitution.
Oh, we could do a whole show on this one.
Right on. But are you with me on this?
Oh, I'm with you 100%.
We're Americans first.
Exactly.
And the people have spoken, and we want the men and women who represent us in our states who go to Washington to remove this insidious Schedule 1 definition of cannabis and hemp from Schedule 1. How do you compare hemp and cannabis with heroin? As a defense attorney, how many people have we known or we've been in contact with who have died from heroin?
Oh, too many. Too many to count, Todd. I mean, you never hear of anybody having an overdose from marijuana.
You do, only if it's combined with other substances, alcohol, prescription pills, and then maybe there's some THC in your system, but not from THC alone. And the studies are clear on this, but I just want our elected officials to do something. You know, that's a problem with politicians. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change that. And you know what they do? They toe the party line. No one helps. No one cooperates. They fight with each other. You know, the president can't get anything done. Nothing in my lifetime, nothing has ever changed. But I'll tell you right now, if I have to run for office myself, and I don't care if they vote me out, I'll go to Congress and I'll push forth so many bills to remove these from Schedule 1 that it will drive people crazy on both sides of the aisle.
You run for the state representative or government, me and all the oil field boys would be voting for you.
You know I love the oil field boys.
Oh, yeah. We love Todd because we are always in trouble.
You guys are hardworking men. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting from the Black Diamond Mothership in the middle of the Mitten with my good friend, a regular on the show, by the way, Craig Dintemann, once again hot on the mic. Craig works out in the oil fields. He's a hardworking man. Craig, I'm so stoked to have you in studio. Mandatory Metallica all day for both you and I. You're listening to the album today and Justice for All, correct?
Correct.
I am turning and burning Death Magnet, and we've been opening the show and coming back from break with Cyanide. We have to go to break. Will you stick around?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a little bit longer, Todd.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with my good friend Craig on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I'm Craig Dintemann, hanging out in the mothership with my brother Todd.
What's up, Craig? Good to have you in studio. We just are turning it and burning it. Mandatory Metallica coming back strong with Cyanide. I'm going to see Metallica this summer. You should come with us.
Definitely.
Ford Field.
Definitely.
Can't wait.
I love it.
Man, going to a Metallica concert is no joke, is like a religious experience.
Oh, I bet it is.
It is just, I saw them about a half a dozen times. They came out with a garage band album of cover tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They did the Bob Seger.
Yep.
Whole bunch of whiskey in a bottle. Whiskey in a jar.
Yep.
Whiskey in a bottle. Whiskey in a jar. I know my Metallica. I saw that performance in Chicago at a small theater.
All right. So I've never been to a Metallica concert. I've been to Godsmack, and I've been to, Seether. And
love Seether.
All different kinds of them.
Yep, love Seether. My good buddy discovered Seether, by the way.
Really?
Yep, attorney. Yeah, he's an attorney. Rick Smith out of Southfield, Michigan. He discovered them in South Africa. That's where they're from.
Really?
True story.
In fact, Rick Smith is my new best friend.
In fact, we're going to have Rick on the show. I'm going to call him in a couple weeks, get him up here. He's a huge entertainment attorney, good old Rick. I saw one of my favorite concerts in recent years was at the casino here, Soaring Eagle, Avenged Sevenfold.
I've been wanting to see Avenged Sevenfold. I wasn't able to see them when they was at the casino this past year, but I think they're coming back again this year.
They are coming back. We just got an email from a listener who was asking about that husband and wife story. He caught the tail end of it, not to bore the regular listeners, but just to reset that story. What was the story about?
It was about a man decided he was going to get on an adult site and meet up with somebody new. And when he found somebody that he liked, started texting and talking to her, and come to find out it was his wife.
How's that? So he gave me, he's up from Boyne, Petoskey, somewhere up in that area. He calls me up all distraught. Oh my God, my wife is cheating on me. And I'm so, wait a minute, you're cheating on her. But how can you be cheating on each other if you met up with each other? You must be a good match. You've been married for 15 years.
And now you guys met each other again on an adult site. So, I mean, run with it.
But look, we don't advocate on this show, nor does the station, the owners, the sponsor, advocate anybody doing any of that. We're just talking about a story.
Correct.
Yep. And hey, again, if you miss any portion of this show because you're on the way to church, working out in the field, or for whatever reason, you can catch this show and dozens of past shows. It's free. We're podcasting on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. And Craig, we're about to launch a YouTube channel to go along with the show.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, we're going to be, this studio, this mothership right here that you're looking at right here.
Yeah.
We're going to be filming all of this. So when we do the show, there'll be cameras everywhere. And we're going to be announcing a website, which will combine a blog. We're going to have all kinds of interesting, fun things for the listeners on this site.
So I'm going to have to be clean shaven next time I come in to see you.
You're a handsome dude. You just look the way you look there, right? You look fine right there, my man. You look fine. There's some really interesting things taking place, though, across the country. Here's something really interesting. I mean, you're a hardworking guy. I was watching a news report on one of the major stations.
Yeah.
And the report was that this had to do with Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I've been there a few times.
The report was that Americans, because they keep failing all these drug tests and testing positive for drugs such as cocaine and heroin, that the jobs are now being filled by refugees. I literally saw this report. And these American companies have no choice but to hire the refugees who are legally here because they come from these countries where it's against the law to drink or do drugs. And the American workers, there's such an epidemic in this country. And you can point fingers all you want, but that's why I advocate the need to legalize and end federal prohibition on cannabis and hemp so people can get off the opiates and all these addicted pharmaceutical pills. We talk about it every week, but it was an interesting story that the refugees were filling these jobs because of the huge drug problem we have in this country.
I didn't hear nothing about that, Todd. That's kind of shocking in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, this is in the Rust Belt
right.
Part of the country. Where drugs have just overtaken so many of our young people and people of all ages.
Yeah, because they're just so easy to get. A lot of people go to their grandparents' house and right in their grandma's cabinet in the bathroom, there's whatever she's taking.
You know, on college campuses, because I practice in mid-Michigan, I actually practice as a defense attorney all over the state of Michigan doing criminal defense and whatnot. But on college campuses, Adderall and Xanax is passed around like Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah. Adderall, they always say, take an Adderall, help you get through your midterms.
But here's the thing. If you have a script, for instance, let's say you had we're just using a hypothetical here. This is not happening.
Right.
Let's say you have Xanax, and you hand me a pill.
Yeah.
That right there is a 4-year felony. That motion, that act of you handing me one pill and I put it in my hand is now delivery without enumeration. I didn't pay for it, but you delivered a narcotic, okay, a certain schedule of a narcotic.
Right.
It's a felony.
Really?
Absolutely. You can't share drugs.
I know you're not allowed to share drugs, but
people do.
I didn't think it'd be a felony.
It's a felony. So
wow.
You have these students in these dorm rooms and apartments for whatever reason. Let's say they had a party and they were too loud and the cops show up. Now they're inside patting someone down and that student happens to have a pill bottle with, you know, one or two Adderall or Xanax in it with no script. That's possession. Depending on the facts of the case, they could be charged with other things. That's a felony.
Really?
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
I had an interesting case lately. How about illegal entry? Illegal entry. I had a student, again, more college student stories.
Yeah, we're a college town.
We're in a college town. Here's a question for you. You come to visit any college in the state of Michigan. Let's say, Craig, you go to Northern Michigan in the UP, Marquette.
Okay.
You're up there hanging out with all the oil rig guys.
All right.
Just having a great time.
Having a great time. Drinking some beers.
Well, yeah. Well, you don't drink.
No, I don't drink.
But this is a hypothetical.
Right.
Exactly. You're up there, you went to school there, and you graduated a year ago.
Okay.
Now you're back for homecoming.
Okay.
And you're just toasted. You've been drinking all morning, all day, not driving. You've had designated drivers. You're being very safe.
Right, or calling taxis.
Calling taxis. It's at Marquette, Michigan, Northern Michigan University. Come 10 p.m., you're just crocked. And you're done.
Right.
So you're walking, and hopefully you're safe.
Oh, yeah.
In this scenario, you're safe.
Of course.
You go to an apartment to where you're staying.
Right.
Because they all look alike.
Oh, yeah. You know they do.
Yeah. You walk in the apartment. It's open the same way as it was when you left.
Right.
And you fall asleep on the couch.
Okay.
Somebody's in the back bedroom. They wake up. They call the cops. You're in the wrong apartment.
Well, if the door was unlocked, I mean, it's just
so
a simple accident.
Is that home invasion? Hear me out. Is that home invasion or is it illegal entry?
I don't know, man. If somebody was home, it'd be home invasion.
So that is partially correct. Under that scenario, here's the law, folks. At Central Michigan University and other campuses, it's typically charged by the prosecutor as illegal entry.
Okay.
Illegal entry because...
Because you wasn't intending on stealing anything or...
Exactly.
Or hurting anybody or doing any kind of property damage. It was just a simple mistake of I was drunk and walked inside and fell asleep on the couch.
But that could be, you know, that could be a scary situation because a lot of us...
Right.
You know, with dogs and Second Amendment people, into any of our houses...
You walk in my house, my German Shepherd eats you up.
Yeah. And not in recent years, but in years past, years ago, you and I, we've had some fun times going to the range.
Mm-hmm.
We've blown up some serious... We've done some damage.
Oh, yeah.
In a safe, controlled environment.
That's the good thing about having a salvage yard.
Yeah.
Go out back and shoot up a few cars.
Now, we haven't done that in recent years, but those were some good days back then. But back to the scenario, you nailed it. Typically, prosecutors in these college towns will charge illegal entry, which is a misdemeanor.
Okay.
The more serious crime of home invasion could carry up to 20 years in prison.
Right.
And that is where you're correct. The individual who broke into the house had the intent to commit larceny therein, had the intent to enter the home or the dwelling or residence, however you define it, with the intent to take something. That's the larceny, the trespassery, taking away the personal property of another with the intent to deprive thereof. That's a law school definition on the bar exam. I never forgot it. So that's the difference between illegal entry and home invasion.
Okay. I got that now. But still, I mean, most of these college kids, when they're drinking, they're not thinking right. And it's just a simple mistake. But you get these overzealous prosecutors that want to make a name for themselves, or it's election year, and they think that they're just going to charge them with everything and end up ruining somebody's life over a simple mistake that could have been fixed.
Now, in that scenario, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Craig Dinteman, my good friend, my brother. His family's my family. I love you guys out there at Oil City.
And we love you, Todd.
Yep. And we're talking about a scenario in which what would happen if Craig went up to Northern Michigan University. You didn't actually go to Northern Michigan University, but Marquette's a beautiful place.
Oh, it is. I've been there before.
I shred the Ore to Shore race there every year, the Hard Rock. You're back at the university. You're partying. You think you live, you think you and your friends are staying in a particular apartment. It's 10 o'clock at night. You open the door and you lay on the couch. I say it's illegal entry. There's no intent to commit larceny, therefore. But how about this? How about you can't get in the apartment, so then you break the door and you fall asleep on a couch? Now what are you charged with?
Oh, I'd have to say malicious destruction of private property.
No, that's
really
correct.
Wouldn't be
no,
criminal intent to do anything. You're just trying to get inside and go to sleep is all you're trying to do.
Well, no, you're correct. Malicious destruction of property, MDOP. Everybody makes poor choices.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. That's what I always tell people. I never judge anyone because, man, I made some really poor choices throughout my life growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You just, it's life.
It's a lesson learned.
Lesson learned. But so that's the scenario. You break the door. Now you're charged with MDOP. You're sleeping on the couch. Illegal entry. Once you go in the house, though, if you start walking up the stairs, now the prosecutors, they're going to push a little harder for those felony counts.
Right, right.
So, but here's something else. There's a law that says entry by necessity. So you enter a dwelling because of necessity. Let's say you're out up in the Upper Peninsula.
If you got hurt or something.
If you got hurt or weather conditions, you're lost, you're cold. To prevent hypothermia or death to yourself, you come upon a cabin, a hunting cabin.
Okay.
Under that scenario, you need to get, you're trying to find shelter.
Right. You're just trying to survive. So
there is a defense of necessity under very narrow circumstances. Necessity. That doesn't mean, listeners, you can all go out there
break into someone's cabin.
But
and say it was a necessity.
We have to go to break and you have to take off, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Craig, again, you are one of my dear friends. I so much appreciate you being on the show. Craig Dintiman was on the show all day, and you'll come back, correct?
Oh, correct.
Yeah,
always.
One more shout out to the family.
Oil City Sales. Come out and see us. Any car part you need, any transmissions, motors, whatever you need, we can get it for you.
Hey, thanks for coming by the mothership today. We're going to have you back on the show, and Craig is the opening voice. As we start the show each and every week, we're jamming Death Magnetic today, Cyanide, Mandatory, Metallica all day on the Todd Levitt Law Show, or in my brain, Stem, and you're jamming what today?
Blackened by Metallica.
Hey,
and
we
Justice
have,
for All.
Dude, that is just speed metal. I'm just going to go crazy. I don't even need coffee right now.
Hey, hover this ship right above my loader so I can jump out right here.
You know what? You got it, bro. Hey, we have to go to break. We have one more segment. We're going to finish strong. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Turning it and burning it with Cyanide. Coming back strong. Mandatory Metallica all day in my brainstem. Actually, it's been going on for the last 2 weeks. What a beautiful weekend we're having here in the mothership in the middle of the mitten. Not sure what everyone's out there doing today, but there's no reason to be indoors on such a beautiful weekend. Also want to thank Craig Dintiman, good friend, regular on this show, for stopping by the mothership and jumping on the hot mic and providing all you listeners with entertainment and information and good conversation. Big shout out to John Devine, attorney John Devine, who was on the show last week. We have a lot of great shows coming up in the next few weeks and months to come, by the way. I have a few announcements, just quick announcements to make. Saturday, April 29th, for all of you shredders out there who like to shred the single tracks as I do on your Fatty or 29ers, whatever bike you ride, the 8th annual Rust Shaker mountain bike race taking place at Mid-Michigan Community College Harrison campus. Honored to be a sponsor year in and year out. That course is considered a home course for all of us Mid-Michigan mountain bike shredders such as myself. Be sure to support not only the sponsors of this show, but all the bike shops around the state. Terry's Bike Shop down in Elma, Motorless Motion, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Big shout out to Allison and Mike, Napper, Malpe, and of course, Ray's Bike Shop. couple locations. Check out the Rust Shaker. Go online, look up Mid-Michigan Community College. You can get all the information you need right there. All the information right there. Also, my good buddy Chris Malpe, a Napper, the third annual spring charity ride. We're talking bikes. Presented by Terry Cycle, taking place Sunday, May 7th at 11 a.m. For more information, contact Terry's Bike Shop in Alma. Registration and lunch will take place at Alma College Heritage Center. And get out there and clean up America. It's a mess out there. I adopted a highway, so I have to clean up 2 miles here this next week, actually. Hey, happy birthday, Craig Dintiman. Before he left, he said it's his birthday coming up. Big shout out for birthday boy, Craig. And did I thank Jim Chase from the radio show Cut to the Chase? My good friend Jim and Dave Johnson, Buck Gino, they're going to be coming on the show in the next month. They have a show of their own on another station down in Grand Rapids. I was a guest, honored guest to be on their show, Cut to the Chase. Great show. That was a lot of fun. 7 pro marijuana bills, folks, were introduced into Congress last week. And this was by a bipartisan group. Oh, that's unbelievable. Finally, a bipartisan group got together of lawmakers in both the House and the Senate, suggesting that 2017 may finally be the year for real reform that will actually make its way through the Capitol. And some of these sponsors range from longtime cannabis allies such as Oregon Democrat Earl. I can't even say his last name. I'll just say Earl. Florida Republican Carlos. I'll just say Carlos. These names are difficult, these last names. And they were introduced along with 4 more bills in the House. And in the upper chamber, the point man, again, is from Oregon, Ron Wyden, who is sponsoring 3 of the bills. So what are these bills going to do? They would grant an exception for state-licensed marijuana businesses to the 280E provision of the federal tax code. It's also co-sponsored by Rand Paul, good old Rand, and Democrat Mike Bennett out of Colorado. But these bills are called the Small Business Tax Equity Act. And one of the bills is called Policy Gapped Act, which would guarantee, here we go, folks, finally, banking access for legal cannabis businesses, grant bankruptcy protection for marijuana companies, and prohibit the use of civil asset forfeiture tactics by the federal government against legal marijuana businesses. We need all of this. We need all of this and more. We need to end federal prohibition now. The people want it. The sovereign states have spoken. We here in the Mitten State, both us trolls below the bridge and all of our friends above the bridge in the great state of Superior, I love calling that, have spoken. So the men and women are now finally doing something, and 7 bills were introduced. I have a really close friend of mine. His name is Matt Abel. Matt is an attorney from Metro Detroit. We grew up together. Went to college together, fire up chips, law school, work together. Matt is such an advocate. Look up Matt Abel, and he's really got a lot going on. Also, Jeff Irwin, I mentioned this last week. Jeff Irwin, I-R-W-I-N, he was termed out from the House of Representatives here in Michigan. He did everything he could for 6 years in the House to support you, the people, as I do. Matt is also one of those attorneys. My good friend Mike Camorn. If you or someone you know wants to obtain a facilities license, I highly recommend Matt, Mike, or my good friend Bart Morris, all outstanding attorneys. I am a cannabis expert. I do a lot of consulting. I am not currently taking on any clients. In fact, my associate who works with me, Robert J. Pizzielli, we consult, but we're not representing in regards to helping you obtain a license at this point. I get a lot of calls regarding that, but we're happy to consult. And you know, in regards to guidance and whatnot. Also, I'm a criminal defense attorney by trade, and that's what I do most of the time, together with driver's license restoration. If you want to get a hold of my office, very rarely do I say this on the show, talk to Jackie or Dawn or one of my clerks at 989-772-6000, 989-772-6000. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocate, but this is not the end of the show. I always say at the end of the show. Big shout out to Dave Warner, Bear Hunter, left me this law book. Unbelievable, my friend. Unbelievable. Left me a law book from the mid-1800s. He also left Dr. Bob a book here. Dr. Bob Townsend, who will be back on the show. Love Dr. Bob. Also, thank you to another listener of the show, Terry Olson from Alger, Michigan. Thanks, Terry. I really appreciate that. Good man here. Hey, I'm broadcasting from the mothership Black Diamond Group Broadcasting, and I'm on three sister stations now, 98.5 you're listening to us on, which is WUPS, Rock 105, and 95.5 out of TC. But I would always stay tuned to the sister stations on Rock 105, 95.5, 98.5 UPS, Classic Rock, The Bear, Easy 106.3, Big Country Gold, and 92.1 The Twister. All stations belonging to the Black Diamond Broadcasting Group Company. And if you missed any portion of this show, catch us on podcast. It's free, iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean. If you have any questions for the show or any of our guests, feel free to email me at centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com. One of my clerks will retrieve the email and pass along the information. Big shout out. I forgot one here. Here's a story. I got a few minutes left. I'm heading up to, where was I going to court? I think I was going to Cadillac. No, I was going to Reed City last week. I stop off at a gas station on the corner of 66 and M10. And I'm over at the coffee. I'm having some coffee. See how I say that, coffee? And next to me at the coffee is just this a gentleman who was also in the middle of his work day. And he had a hat on. I liked his hat. And I said, hey, I really like that hat. Where'd you get that hat? And he told me. So we chatted for a few moments. We both walk up to the counter. He pays for his coffee and then says to the nice lady behind the counter, hey, I'm going to pay for this guy's coffee also. And I said, really? I go, that is just such a nice gesture. That you didn't have to do that. And he goes, you know what? I just want to pass it along. So I just want to thank Don Forrest from La Crosse Seed Company out of Lansing, Michigan. That's where he's from. What a great guy, Don Forrest. He had no idea who I was. I had no idea who he was. We were just two humans meeting at the coffee, having a good conversation, passing on some positive karma. I said to him, hey, what's your name? He said, Don Forrest. Who do you work for? La Crosse Seed Company. Out of where? Lansing, Michigan. So I wanted to give Don a big shout out. He wanted me to give a shout out to his friends in TC, Susan Davidson and the Plamotum family. Hey, big shout outs right there. And the whole point is spread positive karma. There's too much negative energy out there. Turn the TV off. Stop watching streaming news online. Get off of Facebook. Nobody cares anyway. You know, I mean, honestly, this past week, I had to go on Facebook for a moment just to look at something, and I saw all the spring break pictures. And frankly, I want to respond to all my fraternity brothers who I love dearly. I just don't care. I don't care that you're on the beach. I don't care that you're tan. I don't care that you're checking into the airport. Nobody cares. It's a Facebook moment. I don't care. I'm not that cold-hearted. But look, spread positive energy. Just do something nice for someone. This gentleman bought me a cup of coffee. He didn't have to do that. If you're at a restaurant, give the waiter or waitress or bartender a big tip. I waited tables off and on for 10 years. Uno's Pizzeria, the old Holiday Inn here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You know, men and women who wait on people, they put up with a lot of crap. So I always say overtip the wait staff. And even if they're not providing good service, it's not necessarily their fault. Maybe someone is slow in the kitchen. But if they're having a bad day, they're entitled to have a bad day. Don't take it out of their pocket. It could be a single mother or single father trying to support their kids. So take care of your wait staff. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be back same place, same time next week, 8 to 9 a.m., broadcasting from the mothership on 98.5, Rock 105 and 95.5. We're going to turn it and burn it and end the show with Mandatory Metallica. I'll see you same place, same time next week. I'm not just a litigator. Take us out, Metallica. I'm an advocate.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.